This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Morning Devotions, Chris Switz. I'm familiar with the name Alice Cooper. I guess you are too, the wild man of rock who shocked so many people with his onstage antics. At the height of his musical career, he drank a bottle of whiskey every night. He trashed his hotel room, and his battle with alcohol almost cost his marriage to Cheryl, his wife. He used to be the poster boy for moral decay, a different type of performer who attracted a cult following. Many knew him as the godfather of shock rock. Now, I've never seen him on stage, but I've read about his antics with his long hair and gothic makeup. He was a magnet for publicity and lived the excesses of the rock star lifestyle. He wasn't the only one, mind you, but he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in March 2011. Now, it's very interesting. Alice Cooper grew up in a Christian family. His father was a church pastor and evangelist for 25 years, and his grandfather was a pastor for 75 years. His wife was also, or is also, a preacher's kid. But the things changed. He started heading off to church with his wife and felt as if God was speaking to him every Sunday that he went to church. Even at the pinnacle of his career, he still believed in God. His personal life was a bit of a mess. He experienced every pleasure that money could buy, but he found, and this is what he said, "I was the prodigal son. I left the house. I achieved fame and fortune, yet I was empty and lonely inside." So he started attending an adult Sunday school when he wasn't on touring anywhere, but he had quite an amazing change. He doesn't believe, as he calls it, celebrity Christianity, and he appears not to take himself too seriously. He says it's easy to focus on Alice Cooper, but not on God. "I'm a rock singer. I'm nothing more than that," he said. "I'm not a philosopher. I'm low on the totem pole of knowledgeable Christians. Don't look for answers from me." And the amazing thing about Alice Cooper is that he's helped other performers with their addiction issues. "I can still be Alice Cooper," he said, "and be a Christian." Now, I like that. I think it's a fairly healthy statement. He's found faith in God. He still does what he does, but he's helped others. Actually, literally, he's saved their lives through addictions that he could relate to. "When you believe in God," he said, "you've got to believe in the all-powerful God. He's not just God. He's all-powerful. He's got total control over everyone. People are not feeling fulfilled by how many cars they own or the size of their stock portfolio. Even the addicts say, 'It doesn't matter how many drugs I take, I'm not fulfilled. It's not satisfying. There's a spiritual hunger going on.'" Now, that might surprise you coming from Alice Cooper, but it's true. And I like that phrase, "there is a spiritual hunger going on." Most of us think of food in connection with hunger. You know, our stomachs growl. We know that it's time for a meal. But I'm talking about a different sort of hunger, a spiritual hunger. That's why many people love to attend church Sunday morning, to be fed spiritual food. And that in many ways is more important than ordinary food. Our spiritual hunger is a desire to believe that what I'm doing in life is meaningful. It's got purpose. It is something that can't be satisfied with material possessions or superficial type of relationships. How sad for those who never find any meaning to their life. So Alice Cooper, in his younger years, was struggling with the excesses of music. And we, as a Christian, believe in a personal God. In 1909, it was Sir Ernest Shackleton and three of his friends attempted to travel to the South Pole. They set off with four horses, and within weeks, the horses died. Their food ran out. They tried to get back to their base, but miraculously, they travelled for 127 days. And Sir Ernest recorded this story in the book called The Heart of the Antarctic. And he talks about how much time he spent talking about food. And as they staggered along, suffering from hunger, not knowing if they'd survive, every waking hour was thinking about eating. Well, Ernest Shackleton made it back. But when he got back, he ate like he'd never eaten before. We can understand that. Are you like that with God? Do you hunger for God? Dear Lord, thank you that we can discover Jesus, our Saviour. He certainly provides what we need. And I ask this in his name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.